to. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 121 of To Be Start Live. He's Tim.
And he is Ray.
Well, Tim, it's nice to hear your voice again, and not just mine.
Well, you know, you sound a little sick or something. Your voice sounds a little more like my voice right now.
A little more monotone.
Yeah.
You know, I was dreadfully sick during the Calm Your Storm comic, and my voice has been like disappearing ever since. It's actually pretty good right now. It was almost like God was trying to protect other people's ears, because when I'd get up to like a certain pitch, it would just stop making sound, you know? Like, everyone enjoyed being around me a little more than normal. So if you're a first-time listener today, we got a great show planned for you, including a wonderful off-topic segment, which I've got a great story for that, Tim, so you won't want to miss it.
Very nice.
Let's kick things off with Tim with the news.
All right, let's run down the news for y'all. Very interesting. Blockbuster is entering the games by mail business, like Gamefly.
Good call.
Good call. I just don't know if it does. This sound like it makes sense? On top of what you're already paying, it costs an extra $8 a month. But when you rent a game, it counts towards like the movie rentals you were already doing. You know what I mean?
Interesting.
I don't know.
I will say it's a pretty weird experience, you know, driving by Hollywood Video and having like these going out of sale signs up. You know, I'm like, what is this, Mattress World or something?
Sign of the times, people.
Like, I'm expecting someone to be out there, you know, waving signs. Do you have those in California at all?
Yeah. In fact, they're usually sitting on a chair like asleep with their head down.
I've never understood the sign people, because I mean, it makes sense when it's like Domino's Pizza, come on in, you know, driving home. I'm like, sure, I'll stop in for a pizza. I can understand that logic.
Yeah.
But then you have like Mattress World, come on in, but pick up. I'm like, hey, honey,
my back kind of hurts from my sleep last night.
I completely forgot. We should pick that up on the way back. Let me turn the car around real quick. We'll just strap it on to the top of the car, you know, like, come on, really? And then there's like, there's one just outside where I live for like this Liberty Tax something or other. And people are dressed up as the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, nice.
Right? Okay, why do we need two people dressed up? Was one not enough to get across the image? Because really, the more people you have, the more worried I get about that business. Like, if you have like five people dressed up as the Statue of Liberty waving signs at me, I'm like, I don't trust this place. Like,
well, the one we have near our house is for a aluminum can recycling center. You know, I was just drinking a soda. Why don't I just drive by and get my 5 cents back, you know? But that's the guy that's always asleep. He's sitting in a chair and his head is like stooped down under his sign. It's pretty funny, boy. Well, other news, Gears of War 3 was accidentally announced by your Xbox 360.
Yes.
Some idiot forgot to flip a switch, and they pushed back the announcement and forgot to have your Xbox not tell you the secret.
Well, it's a secret to everybody.
It's a secret to everyone. And finally, the iPhone OS 4 was announced, and there is some social network, basically like Xbox Live, called Game Center, at least for the time being. I'm not sure if that's a good name or not, but Apple's definitely pushing the game side of their iPhone and iPod Touch.
Yeah, it's still so strange for me to see that kind of stuff, you know? See announcements where they have a bar graph against Nintendo and Sony, you know?
From nothing to 20% in a couple of years.
Right.
And they're eating mostly from Sony, but you know, they're also eating into Nintendo's profits there, so you can't ignore it.
Well, hey, what do you say we get into a little conversation with Comic Talk?
All right, Comic Talk, let's get it out of the way here.
You know, last week we had a conversation, which is like a 78 panel comic. I want to touch on this briefly, even though we did last time and no one heard it. Personally, when I published that comic, it was dead to me. I was like, it feels really unorganized and it's not focused enough. And it was probably about a third of the length of the script that you gave me,
right.
You know, so it wasn't quite as extreme as I was hoping to make it, but it was just too late. And so I was really surprised when we had like 100 comments in the morning all ready to go, letting me know how great it was. It was kind of a shock to the system.
Yeah. I almost wonder if it was three times as long as it was, if we just wouldn't have had any comments, like, everyone just gave up. It was way too long. Like, I can't do it. It's just too long. I mean, it was long enough as it was. And the funny thing is, the script I sent you, although I didn't add kind of who says what, it was meant to be, each pair of lines was supposed to be in one panel. And you
see, that doesn't make any sense, because I'm like, there's a space between every single quote, and there's no Ray or Tim next to it. So I had to kind of do the math of who was saying what. And I'm like,
and I messed up a few times when I was writing it. I'm like, wait, who says this? I mean, I went back through that script a number of times, but I had to go all the way back to the beginning. Okay, hey, Ray. Okay, that's Tim. Hey.
Yeah, and then go every other for a while.
Okay, yeah.
But we were pleasantly surprised to see that it did so well. I felt like it was us kind of struggling a little bit and kind of like a dead fish kind of flopping around with all kinds of weird humor for a comic.
No, yeah. It was definitely one of the few that I've laughed out loud reading, because there was some stuff in there I didn't recognize. You know, I hadn't put in, you know, script-wise. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. So.
Success!
Good. And this week we had Calm Your Storm. This is a...
I'm calling it a failure right now. Just,
really? Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
Well, no, I mean, reception-wise, yeah, it didn't... It's hard. I think it's really hard for us to not do, like, a Nintendo or Sonic-based comic.
I disagree.
I don't know. Like, the BioShock one just didn't go over that well. There was a number of our fans who just were kind of almost offended by... I don't know. There were some people that are like, I've always come to this comic and I thought it was like for kids, or
it's going to be appropriate, essentially.
Yeah.
What do we call that, people? Expectations. Thank you.
Of course, the joke in, you know, we didn't go there, but you have to show something to go the other way, you know? I mean, you can't talk about abstinence without talking about sex, right?
Let's slow down, buddy. You're going a little fast for me. It was my joke to begin with. This actually came from when we watched Clash of the Titans. There's a scene in Clash of the Titans where the main character kind of falls on this godly, attractive female and kind of wondering what's going to happen. And she puts her hand on his chest plate and she goes... Calm your storm. We laughed so hard. And then, like, at the end of the movie, we're like, the movie showing we should be abstinent? What's going on here? What's wrong with Hollywood all of a sudden?
Right.
And so we're kind of joking about, like, what if the God of War game, you know, it's like, you have to be abstinent, but it's so ridiculously difficult because it's so much harder than just following through with it, you know? And we laughed about it. I'm like, that's a good comic. So I think the joke itself is very funny to me. I really enjoy that joke.
I mean, I really like the social commentary on, you know, abstaining really would be a lot more difficult in that situation, you know? It's optional in the game whether or not to do it, but it's, you know, A, there's an achievement you'll miss out on, which kind of stinks.
Right. That's the real abstinence right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
Well, I will as well deem this comic a failure.
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately.
I think a failure in the sense that it didn't get pulled off as well as I would have liked to have seen it done.
Yeah, it didn't live up to its potential, basically, so.
Well, for every great comic comes great comments. This week's suggestion box was no difference. My suggestion box is going to go to Acosta02 from the Joystick Weekly Wrap-Up comments. Oh, I had so much fun over there. You have no idea. Let's see here. Acosta02 says, as far as I can tell, there's no joke. Panel 1, awkward dialogue. Panel 2, the guy says that the gameplay in the game is hard. Panel 3, we are shown that the gameplay in the game is hard. I don't see it. I mean, I guess they're trying to say it's hard to abstain from sex? But we see that the gameplay actually is hard, so it doesn't make it look like he's lying when he says from a pure gameplay perspective. Unless the joke is the word hardest being used to describe Kratos, you know, Garden of Good and Evil. Is that it?
I guess he doesn't have...
If there was a day to recognize my arch enemy, this is the one here. I mean, this is the kind of person I will be fighting with for the rest of my life. Like, there's just a clear disconnect here. Like... It's, you know, he's not saying the classic, I don't get it, therefore it's not funny. He's just saying, I don't even know what the joke is. Like, it doesn't make sense.
My only guess is that he doesn't have any clue about, you know, the God of War bedroom scene stuff. I mean, I see in panel one indicates that, yeah, I mean, there's these bedroom scenes and you know what happens in those, you know?
I don't know. I mean, because we had comments from people like, it would have made more sense if the button presses were easy. I'm like, what?
Now, how is that funny?
No, I know. This is my point. The fact is, he was able to connect a penis joke on this, essentially. And it's like, is that where your mind went? Is that where, like, the only possibility you thought of was somewhere we were not going at all? You know, like, this is why I'm going to fight with these kind of people for the rest of my life.
This,
like,
is why Matthew Toronto does not look at the joystick holes.
No, dude.
It's just
seriously.
Discouraging.
I'm starting to wonder if maybe these 12-year-olds just don't know what abstinence is anymore, you know? So it's just like, I don't understand what this word abstain means. Like, what's going on? I don't understand this older generation. Like, I've had some people say, hey, you guys should do like relationship advice on your podcast. I'm like, no, it'd be boring. Every advice I would give is don't have sex and and be nice to girls. I mean, I don't know what pretty else to say. It'd be boring as heck.
Yeah, exactly. Well, my comment's going to go to Apkinesis. Why did Tim and Ray switch spots on the couch? What happened there?
Yes.
He says, in the comic, Ray is wearing Tim's beanie, and Beanie is sporting Ray's hairstyle for an evening, both as part of a bet over a paintball gunfight they had prior to the event of the comic, which Ray won. And this is why we don't see the upper halves of their heads in the first panel. In said paintball gunfight, Tim was using gray paint and Ray using red, and all they ever scored were shots to the back, which explained the shirt color inconsistencies between panel 1 and 2.
You got me. You got me right there. No, like I said in the comments,
mistake.
The text bubbles were crisscrossing in the first panel because of the order that we were talking with the side of the couch that we were on. Mm. And I was like, this just looks freaking weird. So I switched us, but I forgot to follow it up with the second panel. Even though I clearly remember saying, I can't forget not to switch us in the second panel.
I didn't see it either, so.
All right, well, let's do a little bit of
Remix.
Record was broken. With this segment, I mentioned a video game remix favorite of mine, who made it, and where you can grab it. This week, it's a remix from the Mega Man Remix album by ILP0 called Morning Walk in the Burning City, which is how I prefer my morning walks. And if you'd like to find this for yourself, just head back to the page you grabbed this episode of To Be Start Live from, or the link is right there for those of you listening to our M4A version of the show.
Hey, how about we get some Grave Risers out of the way?
Whoa.
What? Out of the way.
We have a ton of Grave Risers to go, and I don't want to bore everyone forever.
I know.
Do we have a plan for this?
Yeah, we're going to do something a little different. Because we spent so much time on Grave Risers last week, and that podcast will never rise from its grave. the Grave Risers have been risen, but we're just going to give them props again so that everyone can hear who rose and since when they've been on the site.
All right. Well, let's go through like half of these real fast.
All right. First, we got Isaac Brunel, who's been reading on and off since about comic 50.
The Teddy T has been doing this since the Birdo and Qbert comic.
Classic.
And listens to the podcast religiously.
Mad Boy, reading since comic 5, he says, and listening to the podcast since about number 50.
That's hard to believe on comic number 5, but I will say ZSY says he's been reading since the very first one.
Wow.
How dare you?
How dare you? Okay, we got Let's Play Nothing, who's been reading about 3 or 4 months and has started listening to the podcast with number 16 and is moving forward.
Nice. Also, we have Mega Fan, who's been reading since comic 55 and listening since Cloudy with a Chance of PS3 edition.
We have Bionashoot, who's been reading since the Wally comic. was that all right?
Please don't do that ever again. Morbid Grey Moon has also risen from his grave. He's halfway through the podcast and has read every single comic twice.
So then we got Sergeant Blink, Uber Spy Crab, Pombad, and Mog Chief, all rising.
Very nice. And last for right now, Spamwise has been in his grave since 131, purely subtle. Heartman was when he broke free from his shackles of silence.
Very nice.
So thank you very much. Off topic.
You have 30 seconds. Go.
What?
Get out. Just kidding.
Come on. I got a great story for you, Tim. I don't mind making videos for church. I try to follow instructions exactly how people want it done, you know, and this one was great. I got a phone call on Thursday night.
They need it by Friday morning.
I mean, you know, it needs to be there by church. So Saturday afternoon basically is when they want it. So they're like, can you make a video for us for Sunday? I'm sorry, I got no time this week. I'm not able to help you, but I am willing to do this for next week. I'm willing to help you out next week, you know, if you can wait a week. Because generally speaking, they advertise for these events way too soon anyway. So it's like, you know, wouldn't hurt, give it a week anyways. And she's like, no, you know what? I can't do that. Do you know of anyone else? I'm like, okay, call this guy, Jason. All right. Next night, I get a call from Jason. says, hey, Ray, I agreed to do this video thing. He sounds real excited about that.
Yeah.
You know, I got the video footage from her, but like it came on a CDR, and when I put it in my computer, it's just music. What do I do? I'm like, what do you mean, what do you do? You can't do anything. Call her back. Tell her she gave you the wrong disc. Like, what are you calling me for, you know? And he's like, oh, that's a good point.
Good point,
so I asked
yeah.
Jason, by the way, Jason, before you go, what day is this event going to be? Oh, it's on April 30th. Like, oh, okay, so that's not for
so
like...
So it's
I'm like, all right,
quite
so
a while.
We got a whiles then. Next morning, I get a call from her. She said, hey, Ray, I know you already said you couldn't do the video. And I talked with Jason. He can't do it either. But I'm desperate. I'm so desperate. I tried talking my 11-year-old granddaughter into doing it, but she doesn't even have a computer. So I think I'm just going to do this myself. So how do I do this?
It would take you way more time to teach her how to do it than do it yourself. Way more time.
I know. So I'm like, I pause and I'm like, how do you do video editing? Yeah. Is there like a software I need to download for it? Or
oh, dear.
Because like all I want to do, always my favorite moment.
All I want to do.
Because all I want to do is just take a logo and fade it in with some music to a clip from a DVD and follow it with a clip from YouTube. It was at this point I realized, here's my chance to get through to her.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if you have a Mac, it probably comes with iMovie. You can do some video editing. But I would not recommend starting that today. I really wouldn't. It's going to be very time-consuming. It's, on top of that, you want to pull things from a DVD. Well, DVDs are not meant to be ripped. They're meant to be consumed. You would need to download some software that would rip this DVD, which will take time to put the clip into iMovie. And you're also calling for a YouTube video. And YouTube videos don't just go into iMovie. You need to download a Parian plugin so that you, iMovie can understand the codec of the file that you download through a backdoor way. Listen, it's just going to be so much work. Like, my offer still stands for next week. I will gladly do this next week. I really mean that. And she goes, I need it by Sunday, though. And I'm like, well, and so I started to be a little mean. I want to play our game here. And I'm like, well, when is this event going to be? And she's like, oh, it's not for 2 weeks. Go, oh, okay. So the 21st then?
And, yeah, know, right. 23rd and or whatever. Yeah.
No. The 30th. Like, oh, okay. So 3 weeks. All right. So what's the reason you need it by this Sunday? Well, that's going to be the advertising for the event. And we're going to start selling tickets. And the money from those tickets is going to help pay for the setup for this event so that we can have the event in general. And I go, okay, that makes sense. So really, you don't need me to do a video in a week. You need to have this information out on Sunday. So how about this? What if we did this? You load up the YouTube clip on your computer at church, and you load up the DVD and get it ready on the same computer. And then you go up and you intro this during the service. You talk about it, you know, you kind of let people know what's going on. Because she said she had very specific things she didn't want people to think about it that I wouldn't even be able to accomplish in a video, right?
Right.
So I'm like, this is your chance to really explain all those things that you want to make sure no one's misunderstanding, you know? And then you just play the clip from YouTube, play the clip from the DVD. It'll just run nicely. It just won't need to be edited together, you know? And then you'll have it out by Sunday. It'll all be solved. So if I drop by Monday, you can have the stuff done
for the next
Sunday then? Yeah, I will do it next week.
Why does it need to be a video? Why does it need to be edited together as a video? This is the problem. Why do they think that everything has to be advertised as a video?
This is what I deal with at work all the time. These are the people I'm going to be battling with for the rest of my life. They're the same people. Hey, I need a commercial on TV in 1 week. Get it done. And I go, wait, do you want a bad commercial in 1 week or a good commercial in 2 weeks? Like, no. I need one now. It's like, you don't know what you need. You only know what you want. And what
you
want
is not reasonable.
Yes, exactly. It's like, if you think about the bigger scope, it's like, look, like I feel like we understood the problem together. We came to a conclusion together.
Right.
Of like,
this is a lot of time, a lot of
work.
Yeah,
like, here's the logical place we can go with this. You'll have everything solved that you need. And she's like, but I only want the video to be like a minute long. Like, it doesn't matter how long. Long or short it is. Like,
right, it's only a 30-second stop motion video. What's the problem? 30 seconds.
I just want you to put on a church play. You know, like, no, that doesn't, like, there's so much that goes into this.
By the way, Wednesday night, I'm going to ask you if you can do a 50-panel comic.
Because all I want
is this flipbook style comic.
Oh, man.
Let's get some more grave risers out of the way here.
All right.
Here's one worthy to read out loud, Ray.
Yes.
We have severed cat on fire. Where have I heard that before?
For those of you who don't know, Severed Cat on Fire is the
handle that you came up
with. Yeah, because so many people have these freaking weird names, and they grow up into their 30s, and they keep it going, you know? It's like the people who make these videos, it's like, from Dark Cloud 49063. I'm like, who are you? And why should I care you made this video? Yeah, so do me a favor and start changing your names now so that you can actually grow into it and keep it going for the rest of your life and not be, you know, that's where the idea of Severed Cat on Fire came up. Like, someone's going to have that name. It's not going
to
be good.
Well, here he is. He decided to take Ray's advice, and this is what he has to say. I thought this particularly unfunny comic would be a great time to... Rise from my grave.
Rise from your grave.
I've been following your stupid little site since the Undisputed Champion comic, and I've hated every comic you've posted since. The art is terrible. My three-year-old sister could draw better.
Is she also on fire? Like, does this run in the family?
Well, that's particularly pathetic, because I can tell you actually trace all of your drawings. On top of that, your comics are way too huge. I have to wait all this time for my 56K connection to download the comic. Thanks for wasting my time, dude. That wouldn't have even been so terrible if the jokes had been any good, but they're absolute garbage. There are never any references to drugs, alcohol, violence, or any other good things in life. Instead, you guys keep giving us these forced jokes that are completely watered down, so even little babies that visit your site can read it without having their precious little feelings hurt. Go read Control-Alt-Delete for a while so you can see what a real webcomic looks like. I've also listened to the podcast, which is just as bad. It's just some stupid show about high-pitched idiot and a monotone moron whining about Sonic games like anyone still gives a crap.
Okay, I'll give him that point.
That's true. That part is true. Shadow the Hedgehog was a great game, and Black Doom is the freaking man, all right? This comic used to be good.
I didn't think it was ever good, according to this guy.
Apparently, I don't know. He could have mentioned which comic was good.
All right, well, let's run through some of these names. Let's see, we've got a...
Shifter, we got No Name, and Mr. Mystery.
Also, Shadow Hog.
That's right, and we have Rusty, who... found us through Joystick with the From Dusk Till Dawn comic and loves Pixel Vision.
Well, thank you very much. And by the way, I am working on a new album. I'm hoping to have it out this year.
Yay.
It's not Pixel Vision 2, but it'll be good. also, Gentlemanly Squid and also Arctic Scarab, who has been reading since comic number 80, Level Up, decided to start listening to the podcast at the 3-year checkpoint edition, and he was hooked.
Finally...
The Last Grave Riser. Are we really there? We're all caught up?
We're there. We're done.
I'm excited.
This is L Master, who says, I got to this comic because of Brawl in the Family's guest strip, and have since worked my way through all of the comics and some of the podcasts. Needless to say, when I start at my computer each day and work my way through the 17 bookmark sites I check for new content, Toopy Start is one of them. Your comics are visually impressive, and I love the clean and witty humor you employ. It's sites like these that make the internet a great place to stay. Well, thank you, L Master.
Yes, very kind.
And thank you to all of our Grave Risers. We're glad we're finally caught up.
But we all know there are more of you out there. And now is the time to rise from your grave.
In little bits and pieces.
Well, yeah, please. Please talk amongst yourselves and figure out what order you need to be showing up.
Yes, yes.
You know, I got one more thing to mention. How to Train Your Dragon in 3D just came out, by the way. Have you seen that yet?
It didn't just come out, but yes, it is
true.
In the theater.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, time flies when, you know, you're doing 57-panel comics.
I have not seen it. I really did want to see it so much more than I wanted to see Clash of the Titans. Crappies.
Really? That's where you went with your quick-time humor there. That's like a quick-time event for Tim. Like, press the X button for the lamest joke possible. Clash of the Crappies.
Crappy guy from Avatar. Anyhow, I heard very good things about it.
It is a very excellent movie. It's the best CGI DreamWorks film I've seen, definitely. And I have a sad feeling that much of the humans were motion captured, actually. But I will say, on top of that, there's one thing it kind of brought up that I think movies need to change now. Because in that movie, no one freaking died, okay? Nobody died.
What?
And you know me. You
Not
know me.
Seeing it.
I would prefer every main character dies, essentially. Like the ending of WALL-E, for example, right? Do you remember that?
Yes.
Hey, this is a smart way to kill him off. You switch out all his insides. He's just a normal robot. He's no longer WALL-E. He's just a robot. And then he comes back to being WALL-E. Like, screw you guys. You can't just bring him back.
Alone.
That doesn't even make logical sense anymore. What'd you do? See, movies used to be where everyone died. And when someone finally came back, like, whoa. that changes everything. Now it's everyone comes back, so you actually got to kill people
off.
No,
but the point is, it's a children's film, and you can't kill anybody.
No. See, that doesn't work, because at some point, these children are going to grow up, and they're going to be like, what? Real life is hard? You mean people actually do die? You know, it's like, we got to start these kids early. They have to learn about pain and suffering. Like, look, if you go to try to fight a giant dragon, you might die in the end, you know? You might want to avoid trying to kill a dragon.
But the truth is, I hope that children are not just learning life lessons from Pixar movies and DreamWorks animation films.
Well, I think it's time for the dreaded Black Doom Award.
Whoa.
Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created, Black Doom.
Go for it, Ray.
You heard my Sonic 4 rant last week.
Yes, I did.
It was pretty epic.
It was great.
And I stand by it wholeheartedly. If you haven't heard that one yet, go back, take a listen. I'm going to take a week off this week, get my voice back in order. Tim, lay down your side.
All right, let's get a little 2-for-1 deal here, okay?
Sure.
I am very glad that I do not play Warhammer Online, because they had a little tiny bit of a billing issue where they just a little bit of a problem where they kind of, I don't know how to say this, but a lot of their customers got charged many, many dozens of times for their monthly fee.
Wow.
But at the same time, so one person who had a 6-month subscription of $77.94 was hit with a fee of $1,013.12. Many people were billed anywhere between $200 and $500 for multiple $15 charges month to month to month.
Wow.
I mean, I can't imagine. Not only are you going to be surprised when you see your bill, but what if there's like overdraft charges and all this stuff?
Yeah, especially if you're using your debit card. That is a problem.
Oh, yeah. This is a big problem for EA. And they apparently were, you know, working furiously to get this thing resolved. But
that's, wow.
Why I do not play MMOs. One of the many reasons, besides the time factor.
By the way, Tim, I noticed my account suddenly quickly started depleting the other day. Don't
worry about it. Nothing. Okay. Nothing. No billing issues there. All right, we're done. I need to spend some time with my wife here.
Finally, we'd like to wrap up the show with Musical Misfits. Some of the lesser-known video game songs need to be given the spotlight treatment from time to time, and our listeners get to trade off every other week with my suggestions. So this week's song was submitted by Highwater Trousers. It's from Katamari Forever on the PS3 and is the sexy synthesizer All About Namco mix version of Katamari on the Swing. So that will do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Remember, you can be the third... Oh, callers. We'll do that next week.
Next week, yes. We got a few callers.
You can be the third voice on the show by giving us a call at 740-3P-STARTS. Once again, that's
740-3P-START.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new comic and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And he is Ray.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Sunshine. Sunshine.
comes with these collectible decals. It's a little like, you know those bullet hole decals you see on people's car?
In California, Tim, those aren't decals.
That's true. Where I live, that's not a decal.
That'll do it. Oh, by the way, I gotta say, today, you know, I get a knock on my door, open up the door, this little kid just gives me a hammer, and I'm like,
thanks.
He's like, this is your roommate's. Like, oh, all right. Oh, okay. Hey, what's your name? He's like, what? Like, what's your name? Like, your roommate knows. I'm like, I know, but I don't know your name. Like, come on.
That's
like
hilarious.
He just made it 10 times more awkward. Like eventually, because I just keep prying, because I'm like, I just want to know your name. You know, like, wow, creeper, get out of here. God.
What's your name, little boy? And where do you live?
Aren't you going to give me something to nail?
What?
No, I got a hammer.
What?
All right, I won't put that in.
Cut.